Good morning. Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. I'm glad you're here. Glad we could worship together this morning, although I'm sorry you had to dig out your winter coat yesterday. But we're all in this together. Even though it was cold yesterday, it was a great day for coats for kids yesterday. This is what it looked like before. This is what it looked like after. This is what it looked like before. This is what it looked like after. So yesterday, here are the numbers. We gave away 101 pairs of boots, 82 pairs of snow pants, and 193 coats. That's worth a round of applause. That is awesome. Thank you, St. John, for being God's love in action in Charles City, keeping kids warm this winter. Speaking of warm, do you know why bears have fur coats? Because they look silly in puffy jackets. So stand and give your neighbors a warm welcome. And you can remain standing as we begin with a brief order for confession and forgiveness, which is printed in the bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we sing our gathering hymn number 858.
Thank you.
Well, also this past week, our confirmation class made the annual trip to Waterloo to help pack meals for Feed My Starving Children last Wednesday in Waterloo, along with youth from other churches. We packed enough meals to feed 51 kids for a whole year. We did that in about 2 hours, hour and a half to 2 hours, which is pretty amazing. But the other amazing thing is that while we were there, we were able to be around to celebrate when the Waterloo Feed My Starving Children pack packed their 2 millionth meal. Wow, they packed 2 million meals. That's a lot of kids being fed. But you know, we were there in order to see and to celebrate the 2 millionth meal, but it took a lot of people working together up to that point to get all those meals packed. And that's the power of the church. When we all work together, we can do awesome things. And so we celebrate the awesome things that God does through us, because the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Please join me in the prayer of the day. Almighty and most merciful God, your bountiful goodness fills all creation. Keep us safe from all that may hurt us, that whole and well in body and spirit, we may with grateful hearts accomplish all that you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And you may be seated.
You are. Shut your window. The second reading is found on the back of your bulletin. If you would like to follow along, it is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 through 15. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David, that is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure, if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words which do no good, but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth.
I'd like to invite the children to come up for the children's message, and as they do, let's sing the first verse of Children of the Heavenly Father. Great to have you guys here today. So, have any of you ever built something, made something from Legos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you think so? Just a little bit. So, who has made something? Raise your hand. Okay, what did you make?
I made a private jet.
Ooh, a private jet.
A dragon.
Ooh.
A horse stable.
Oh, nice. Who else? Anybody, have you guys made anything? What have you made out of Legos?
House.
What was that?
House.
A house. How big was it? About that big? All right. Cool. Well, you know, there are some people who made a whole movie about Legos. Have you seen it?
Lego Movie.
The Lego, yeah, Lego Movie, Lego Movie 2, Lego Batman, etc., right? So they made a whole movie out of Legos, like this.
I love this song. Everything is awesome. Always use a turn signal. Park between the lines. Yes. Drop off dry cleaning before noon. Read the headlines. Don't forget to smile. Always root for the local sports team.
Go sports team!
Always return a compliment. Hey, you look nice.
So do you.
Drink overpriced coffee.
Here you go. That's $37.
Awesome! Everything is awesome.
That is an awesome movie, don't you think? I love that movie. They made a whole movie out of Legos. But you know, it's awesome because God is awesome. God gave them the talent and the ability to make a movie out of Legos. Wow.
But
and the knowledge, that's right. But you know, there are some people, other people who have made houses out of Legos too. And not little houses, but big houses. So there's this guy named Oscar Mendez, and Oscar Mendez was sad because he looked around and he saw so many people that didn't have a good house to live in. They were homeless, and so he got this idea to collect plastic that people were just throwing away, and then they recycle that plastic into big Legos, basically, and they take those Legos to make houses for people to live in. They make houses for people to live in, and they make hospitals for people to get healthy. They make schools out of those Legos so that kids can go and learn. Isn't that pretty amazing? That's awesome. right? But it's awesome because God is awesome, because God gave Oscar the idea to do it. And not only is God making houses for people, God is helping to clean up the environment. It's awesome because God is awesome. So, this time of year, we like to build kind of our own wall out of these things. They kind of look like Lego blocks, but they're not really Lego blocks, are they? They're boxes. They're Christmas child boxes. And what happens is God inspires people in our church to take them home, and then they put Christmas presents in them for kids in other parts of the world, and then God inspires them to bring them back, and we make kind of a wall out of them. But even better than that, then they get sent off to make awesome Christmases for kids in other parts of the world. This is an awesome thing, and these boxes are going to be out next Sunday and the Sunday after that if you feel inspired to get one and to bring it back with Christmas stuff in it. But this is awesome because God is awesome. You catching on to the theme here? Okay, so you know what else is awesome? You know what else you can make out of Legos? Candy. Well, actually, no. It's Legos made out of candy, not candy made out of Legos. Okay, so Lego candy, okay? And it's awesome because God gave you an awesome pastor who likes you and who gives you things. And you have a church who loves you, right? So let's pray, and then you can go see the awesome pastor's wife, and she'll give you some Lego candy. Everybody repeat after me, whole congregation. Thank you, God, that everything is awesome because you're awesome. Amen. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming up. Keep building with those Legos and go get some candy. And let's stand for the gospel acclamation. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. This is the gospel for today, presented here using Legos.
One day, Jesus and his friends were traveling to Jerusalem.
Hey, that's Jesus!
What, where?
Right there!
Right He's walking
there.
Down the road!
I see him!
I see him! I see him!
Jesus, have mercy on us!
Jesus, have mercy on us!
These 10 dudes had leprosy. People did not want to be around guys with leprosy.
Hey guys, how's it going? Isn't it a beautiful day?
Why is he talking to us?
I don't know.
Wait a minute, these guys have leprosy! Ah! Unclean! Unclean!
There he
unclean,
goes.
Unclean. Jesus has mercy on us!
Hey, those dudes have leprosy.
Yep, I know it.
Go show yourselves to the priests.
You heard the man.
Let's go, boys.
We gotta go see the priests.
Let's go, boys.
Guess we gotta see the priests.
As the lepers went, they were healed.
So cool.
Yeah, I can go home
now.
Sweet.
My scars are
gone. Now I can go home.
Woohoo! Thank you, Jesus, so much.
We're not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Rise and go. Your faith has made you well.
This is the gospel of the Lord. you may be seated. Does anybody here remember 1967? Anybody? I was only 1 year old, so I don't remember it. But back in 1967, this is how people thought our life was going to be today.
Technology is opening a new world of leisure time. One government report projects that by the year 2000, the United States have a 30-hour work week and month-long vacations as the rule. A lot of this new free time will be spent at home. And this console controls a full array of equipment to inform, instruct, and entertain the family of the future. The possibilities for the evening's program are called up on this screen. We could watch a football game. Or a movie shown in full color on our big 3D television screen. The sound would come from these globe-like speakers. Or with a push of a button, we could momentarily escape from our 21st century lives and fill the room with stereophonic music from another age. Over here is where work would be done. Now, this is where a man might spend most of his time in the home of the 21st century. This equipment here will allow him to carry on normal business activities without ever going to an office away from home. This console provides a summary of news relayed by satellite from all over the world. Now, to get a newspaper copy for permanent reference, I just turn this button. And out it comes. When I've finished catching up on the news, I might check the latest weather. This same screen can give me the latest report on the stocks I might own. A telephone is this instrument here, a mock-up of a possible future telephone. This would be the mouthpiece. Now, if I want to see the people I'm talking with, I just turn the button and there they are. Over here, as I work on this screen, I can keep in touch with other rooms of the house through a closed-circuit television system. With equipment like this in the home of the future, we may not have to go to work. The work would come to us. In the 21st century, it may be that no home will be complete without a computerized communications console.
Do you have one of those? They were so close, right? So close that all of that stuff happened, except we don't use our communication console at home. We carry it around in our pockets. Everything is awesome, right? It's even better than what they thought it was going to be. We live in an awesome world at an awesome time, and we have an awesome God. Then why are we so not filled with awe? Why are we not filled with awe? I mean, instead, we're tired. We're distracted. We're preoccupied. We're self-indulged. We look at our phones instead of the stars, instead of the trees, instead of the sunset, instead of each other, right? The world today often leaves us feeling awful instead of full of awe. Our ears are full of chatter and background noise instead of the music of nature that gives us goosebumps and lifts our spirits. We are in serious need of some awe. G.K. Chesterton said, We are perishing for lack of wonder, not for lack of wonders. The world is filled with wonders, and yet 90% of us fail to see them or be moved by them. The same thing happened in our gospel reading today. 10 people with leprosy were healed. 10 were made clean, but only 10% returned to say hallelujah, to give praise to God. Only one was filled with awe. Now, it's kind of interesting. Even Jesus seems surprised by it. Even Jesus says, I wonder why. I wonder why only one came back. And that's a good question. I wonder, why did just one come back? I mean, was it because he was a foreigner and he didn't expect to be healed by Jesus, and so he was more grateful than the rest? Or did the others not get healed because they were just so excited they ran home and forgot about Jesus? Or were they trying to stay away from this other guy because he was a foreigner? Or I don't know. I mean, you can really analyze it, but I wonder if the point of this reading is to create some wonder. Because when we read the scripture, one of the dangers is that we can overanalyze it. We can pick it apart so much that we take the wonder right out of it and fail to see, be in awe of our Savior who has the power to set us free from the things that hold us down. I don't know why 9 didn't come back and only one came back, but I do know that 10, all of them were pronounced clean, but only one of them was pronounced well. And the one person that was pronounced well was the guy who said hallelujah, the one who came back full of awe to praise God. Being filled with awe is good for us. Well, today is Confirmation Sunday. At the second service, we have 10 youth that are affirming their baptism and being confirmed, and we want to say kudos to them. But I was so impressed looking over their trifolds, and if you haven't seen them, take a stop and look at those on your way out today. We asked them the question, who is God? Who is God to you? And we got some awesome answers. Who is God? They said, creator of everything in the universe. They said, God is the giver of all life. God is my protector. God is my friend. God is always listening and never interrupts, and I can always go to God. God is my forgiver. God is my helper. God is my teacher. God gives me eternal life. God is my Savior. God is a spirit who's always with me. God, I can go to God at any time, in any place. God is the one who blesses me. God is in my heart. God put me here for a purpose. God is the one who died so that we all could live. God is the power of Jesus in me. God, I look around and I see beauty and I see physics and I see bodies that heal, and I think these things can't happen on their own. God is everything, and everything is awesome. Wow. That is an awesome God. Thank you, Confirmands. Kudos to you for reminding us that we have an awesome world because we serve an awesome God. And our prayer for our Confirmands today is that they not become like the 9 who just walked away, that they not become so distracted with everything in their lives that they fall asleep in their faith, but instead that we pray that they would be like the one who through all the ups and downs of life continues to be filled with awe in our awesome God. Now, researcher Paul Piff, he's a neuroscience researcher at the University of Berkeley, says not only is it good to be filled with awe, but it also makes us better people. And they did this research project where there is this big grove of eucalyptus trees on their campus, and they're really, really tall and beautiful, and they had a group of research participants come out into the midst of this grove, and half of them were told for 1 minute to stare up at these really tall, amazing trees. The other half of them were supposed to spend 1 minute staring at the side of the ugly science building. Then they had somebody with a big armful of pens walk through the experiment and pretend to trip and drop the pens all over the place. And then they recorded how many pens each person picked up to give back to the person who dropped them. So what they found was the people who spent a minute in awe of the trees, consistently picked up more pens than the people who looked at the uninspiring building. I wonder why. Why would that be? Well, what they concluded was that people who are filled with awe with being in the presence of something bigger than themselves see themselves differently. They have a smaller view of themselves and therefore are more humble, helpful, and generous. They say it's the reason why after earthquakes people come together and help, and why they help during times of flood, and people come together to help out after tornadoes and after hurricanes, because after seeing the power of nature, we realize how small we are, and it makes us more humble, helpful, and generous. I wonder, does it take a disaster to bring us together?
My father says that almost the whole world is asleep. Everybody you know, everybody you see, everybody you talk to. He says that only a few people are awake, and they live in a state of constant, total amazement.
So how are you doing? Are you living in a state of constant, total amazement? Or are you going through life asleep? How are we? Are we distracted and worried, or are we focusing on something bigger than ourselves? I think about Paul in 2 Timothy today, who said, I endure everything because of the salvation of Christ Jesus with eternal glory. He went through horrible, terrible things, and yet staying focused on God, on something bigger than himself, he was able to get through that. Are we filled with praise and hallelujah and awe, or are we asleep? Paul Piff says, we're asleep. He said the facts all show that we are seriously awe-deprived, that we spend less time in nature than we ever have, that we have less interest in the arts than we used to have, that worship attendance is way down, and even the NFL ratings are dropping. Right? Because we are distracted. We're bored. We are in serious need of some awe. So Scripture today comes to us, it wakes us up, it reminds us you are created to praise something bigger than yourself. You are created to praise someone bigger than yourself. You were given a great capacity to be filled with wonder. You have a need for awe. You have a need for hallelujah. Your life is incomplete without it. If the person sitting next to you is still asleep, please check their pulse. We live in an awesome world. Everything is awesome. We have an awesome world at an awesome time. We serve an awesome God. We need to search out and find the things that give us goosebumps. We need to be filled with awe, the awe of God and the awe of everything that God gives us. It makes us feel good, it's good for us, and it makes us better people. Amen. Let's stand and sing. Our next hymn is hymn 838.
Thank you.
please join me as together we proclaim what we believe about our awesome God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts in prayer. We praise and thank you, our awesome God. Lord, help us to be filled with the wonder of this awesome world that you gave us and the wonder of the world to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Continue, Lord, to fill our confirmands with awe. By your Spirit, keep Caleb, Brandon, Devin, Caleb, Colton, Brayton, Keaton, Tino, Cohen, and Olivia growing in their faith as they continue to experience you in new ways. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope and strength, be with all who are in need. We pray today especially for Kaylee Michael, Ron Myers, Jack Holbert, Mike Lau, Sandra Link, Dan Carey. We pray for all who grieve and ask your peace and comfort to be with the family of Marion Krieger, whose funeral was here yesterday. We also give you thanks and praise, Lord, for the birth of Carter Lee, born to Cody and Jacqueline Van Horn. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are on active duty in the armed services and their families, especially Alex Binger, Robson Shanklin, and Kim Hall. We lift up before you also, Lord, the names of others who are on our hearts as we name them silently before you now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. And you may be seated as we continue with the offering, and we sing our offering hymn number 692.
Thank you.
let's pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And you may be seated. All right, is Rosie here? Rosie's not here. There she is. Come on up, Rosie. As Rosie's coming up, I want to say thank you to Dave and Shirley Ripley for the altar flowers in memory of loved ones, and also thanks to Kent and Lori Haft for sponsoring today's radio broadcast in memory of Leslie Miller. Take it away, Rosie.
Awesome. Okay. Okay.
Oh, hi. It's on. Don't worry.
Sure.
All right.
So, I'm Rosie. Last, like 2 weeks ago, I made an announcement about this, but I thought I should do it again since we're having it again. Also, I want to go more in depth on why I'm doing it. So, it's a youth group, if anyone didn't know. Sorry. Okay, so two summers ago, I went to a summer camp at Augsburg called AYTI. And at that camp, it lasted a week, and basically it was to help us become better public leaders. And at the end of the week, we had to make an essay. And the essay was about what we would do to help our community or church in some way, shape, or form. And all of my ideas rolled into one, a youth group. So there's a youth group now. It's from 7 to 8, 9th through 12th graders, this Wednesday. And last 2 weeks ago, we had our first one, and Pastor prayed at it, and something that Pastor said really stuck with me. Do you remember what he said?
No clue.
Okay, so basically he said, we're only planting the seed, and in time it will grow. And hopefully, the seed that we plant, we can water it, and people will look at it, and they'll smile and think, wow, I want to plant one too. So the point of this is to help the youth come to church more, and we're trying to make them more comfortable and, you know, be ourselves, learn about us, learn about our peers, and learn about our religion. So, come to youth group!
You brought your pom-pom. Good job. Thanks, Rosie. Great. Hope to see a good group there this Wednesday. Hey, what did the hat say to the coat? You stay here. I'll go on ahead. Stay warm out there this week. Let's stand for the benediction. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. We sing our ascending hymn, number 840. go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God.